funny story about when he was picking coffee in Guatemala about this guy who was considered a giant. It turns out he was actually a priest.
Huh.
Well, welcome back to another episode.
Good evening.
That's right. It is evening. We actually don't know what our name is yet.
Of the podcast?
Of this podcast, that's right.
Maybe we should just name it right now. First thing that comes to mind, 3, 2, 1, Jelly Beans.
Treasure Hunters. Nobody
yours
has that one.
Yours is better.
Yours I don't know, better. I kind of like Jelly Beans. Not Jelly Bellies. It's funny.
I don't even like Jelly Beans.
Have you ever had Jelly Bellies?
Yeah, I hate them.
Ronald Reagan loved them. They're actually in Fairfield, California, which is pretty close to where we are. We're in the East Bay. We're not going to get any more specific than that. Welcome to another episode of We Don't Know What We're Called Yet. That's a great name, actually.
Yeah, it's going to get even better.
My name is George, or a.k.a. Dylan.
And I am Brian, a.k.a. Dutch.
Right now, today's episode is all about our origin story. Every superhero, every anti-hero, villain, supervillain, everyone has an origin story. As epic as ours. Not as epic as ours. Superman left a planet. Batman's parents were murdered in front of him. We had a conversation in a bar.
Yeah.
Why don't you kick us off for a little bit?
Yeah, it's fitting that we're doing this podcast here, because this is actually the bar that that this whole project originated from.
Can we say the name of the bar? What's it matter?
It's Harry's.
Harry's Bar.
Harry's, yeah. And it's our favorite local watering hole.
Actually, right now we're having a drink.
We are.
What are you having?
I'm having a porter.
That's funny, so am I.
You know?
Mine's a Lagunitas Cocoa Porter.
Mine is... Yeah, I forgot. Oh, it's Ballast Point.
That's really good. Yeah. Really rich. Taking you back many years ago, we're sitting in Harry's pub, we call it that.
Sure.
And everyone, me and Dutch, are sitting around, and everyone's pretty much sitting at our feet. Just, we're regaling stories about what we do for a living.
Yeah.
We think it's boring, but everyone else is very excited, and they want to learn. And any chance they can get to hear our voices, I'm sure, it gets really exciting.
It doesn't really matter what the story is. It's who's telling it.
We were talking about, I think I was talking about something like... writing a memo about stationery and something about staplers that can go through up to 30 pages, which is standard. Usually, if you want a more heavy-duty stapler, you need to get a different kind of actual stapler for up to 90 to 120, and that's more heavy-duty. But we're going to get into that probably in episode 30. Mm. So me and Dutch are spinning a yarn about something. Everyone's attention was rapt, but then there was a pause in the conversation, and someone started talking.
It was classic. It was just out of a scene right out of a movie. You know, you get the dimly lit booth, you know, a little bit of smoky haze in the air.
Almost like a scene out of Chinatown.
Exactly. Who is that? Patrick Swayze?
I was thinking about Chinatown in San Francisco.
What's that Patrick Swayze movie?
Roadhouse. Oh, we're going to get into Roadhouse. Roadhouse is one of the most biggest inspirations.
Yeah. So,
our pal Justin was talking about his I think it's his great-uncle.
His great-uncle, yeah.
In the 1950s, he got about $50,000 worth of gold coins, and he buried them on his property.
And, Justin continues the story, and he says, well, when he buried it, he'd had a few drinks, more than a few. He was, in fact, quite drunk. And he never remembered where he had buried those gold coins. And as soon as Justin finished that sentence... George, Dylan, and I, we lock eyes from across the booth.
What you don't understand is it was electrical. We hadn't known each other that long either.
No, really we hadn't. We didn't. We were just kind of starting to realize how awesome each other was.
We lock eyes and we have this conversation. What I understand is the conversation is we have got to get that gold.
Yeah, it was just immediately, it wasn't a choice, it wasn't an option, it was our mission.
I swear I thought I saw doves fly out from underneath our table, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I, too, was inebriated a little bit.
You know, it was a really life-changing moment. You know, there's very few life-changing moments.
I'll tell you this. We meet once a week with the same group of guys. They still talk about that moment that both me and Dutch had.
Every week.
So, before we go further with the story, you may be wondering, who's Dylan? Who's Dutch? There's Brian. There's George. Our real names are George and Brian, but we go by Dylan and Dutch. And we get that from one of the greatest movies ever made. I think it got the Oscar, if I'm not mistaken.
Couple.
One for best film, best screenplay, and best choreography.
Perhaps best villain laugh?
I think so.
Yeah.
The movie is called Predator. It's from 1987. It was a complete game changer. And the two main characters, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers, are Dutch and Dylan.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
No, you were going to say.
The classic memorable scene when they...
Who doesn't remember this?
It should be on your... The movie.
If you're going to be an American citizen, this should be on your citizen test.
You can just turn the movie off as soon as the scene's over.
That's the movie. That's America in the 80s, basically.
Yeah, Dylan and Dutch, they see each other across a bar.
It was a bar.
Each other. It was. And they greet each other with the handshake.
And it's an epic handshake.
It is.
And they...
Should we do it right
now?
Yeah,
we're going to do it right now.
Okay, ready?
Okay. And then they look at their hands and look at their biceps flexing like we're looking at them right now.
Yeah.
Very veiny and not to brag. I mean, truth is truth.
Yeah.
So after that, I realized that we need to be Dylan and Dutch.
Yeah, and that's how that started.
But we really had nothing but an idea. But
at that point, yeah. And so, I mean, we start that very night putting together our plan.
Just talking, constantly talking.
Yeah.
Texting,
throwing
calling
ideas
you,
out. Yeah,
tons of ideas.
And figuring out, okay, it's our mission. It's not a choice. This is something we're going to do. How are we going to do it now?
First of all, we didn't choose this life. I think it chose us.
Indeed.
But we still had ideas. So the first thing you do is you do some research. So for the next, three or four months, all we did was talk once a week with a bunch of our friends, taking a few beers back, but also on the computer researching what is the greatest metal detector to use today. Yes. And after a few months, I realized what the best one was. So I'm just going to say it, because even though they're probably going to ask us for endorsements, right now it's about the love. It's not about the money. Money's going to come. I'm not so worried about that. But I think the best metal detector, best bang for your buck, is a metal detector called a Garrett AT Pro. What's the AT stand for?
All-terrain. All-terrain, Dylan.
All-terrain professional. It can... What's great about it is you can submerge it in up to 10 feet of water, and it can scan at least 3 to 4 feet down in solid ground for any type of metal. It's a whole spectrum, from pull tabs all the way to silver and gold.
It'll identify the type of metal, the depth of the metal. You can pinpoint.
You can pinpoint,
exactly.
Absolutely.
It's a fantastic metal detector.
So I thought, I'm going to buy two of those, because I know Dutch is so ready for this, and so am I, and it's time to put the money where my mouth is. And then I put it where Amazon is, because we bought it from Amazon.
Yeah. And actually, that
why don't you tell that story, yeah, how I presented it to both of us.
So, again, actually, at this bar right here, Dylan calls me over to his car in the parking lot. He says, "Hey, Dutch, I just want to show you something." And I walk over. He opens up his trunk. I really had no idea what to expect, and there it is, staring at me right in the face.
Two
Garrett AT Pros. Not just the metal detector, but
also...
Oh,
that's right. It was a whole package.
It came with a hat.
That hat is awesome.
A digging tool. A
bag.
My
wife loves that hat.
I wear mine
every
time
I put it on. She pretty much says, "Put the kids in bed."
All four of them.
That's right, I have four kids. Keep forgetting. And after that...
I stopped wearing that hat.
Did you? You have three. No more wearing it. So, it also had... was it a pinpointer? No, the pinpointer didn't come with it. We had to buy that separately.
Yeah, that was separate. The pro pointer.
The pro pointer, that's right. Well, it came with a hat and a satchel. And a huge carrying case.
Yeah, it was legitimate.
Headphones.
Legitimate.
Really was.
Headphones, yeah.
Headphones are pretty good. Especially when there's a lot of ambient noise, it's good to have. Good to know what's pinging where, and you just it cancels out all the other noise. So basically, once we had those, we were absolutely ready to go. What was the first thing we did with them?
You know, I think the first experience that we both had, it was separate. I remember you went in your backyard.
That's right.
And I went in my backyard.
I found a dime.
I found a wheat penny.
That's right.
And I found an old student council pin.
Oh, that thing's
right
cool.
In my backyard. Yeah, it was.
I found a dime from 1942 or something, and it was thrilling. I also found a ton of rusty nails. You'll find a lot of those.
You just realize, there's this whole world inches beneath the ground.
Everywhere you walk, there's something metal, whether it be brass aluminum.
Iron.
There's so many things that you walk on every day, whether it be on gravel, cement, but there's something in the earth that was put there by humans 30, 40, 60, 10 million years ago, depending on... what religion you're part of.
Where were we even at?
Who cares? Eventually... Eventually, we realized that we actually didn't want to do our first endeavor at Justin's great-uncle's place.
Mm-hmm.
Because we realized there are other places we could go. And for a while, weren't we talking about buying mineral rights to claims?
We were looking at... gold claims.
Started an Instagram account. We're Dylan and Dutch Metal Detecting.
Yeah, we have a website.
We do have. It's dddmining.com.
dddmining.com.
Or Triple D Mining. If you want to go on YouTube, look up Triple D Mining. Is that? Oh, no.
We should get that URL, too.
Look up Dylan and Dutch. Either way.
Yeah, YouTube, Dylan and Dutch.
See some of the caves we've gone into, gold mining, excavating.
We should talk about nighthawking.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, that's a whole episode.
I mean, we could explain what the definition is. What's the definition of nighthawking?
Going metal detecting at night.
Illegally.
Yeah, usually on some place where you're not supposed to be.
There's a school next to where I live, and we went to that school, pitch dark. We were just started scanning the field, looking for coins and stuff. We found a ton of things. What did we find?
Sprinkler heads, old buried sprinkler heads.
That's right.
You know, coins, you always find coins, wires, just crazy weird stuff in the ground.
A lot of pens, a lot of things kids will drop up during the day, buttons.
Well, and they have, sporting events there all the time, every weekend.
Yeah.
So people are dropping stuff all the time.
That's basically what night hawking is. I wouldn't advise you do it unless you are, what's the term? Badasses, like you and I are.
I think that is the term.
We're going to try and keep it PG. Sorry about swearing there.
And we did it at a beach.
We did do it at a beach. Yeah.
That was.
Did we find anything? We found like a bunch of bottle caps and stuff.
We cleaned up the beach a little bit.
The problem with Gary AT Pro, not to get too specific about it, it's actually not good on wet sand. Too many false positives. So I read on the reviews and we actually experienced that. But we also have a ton of gear. Why don't we list the gear we have?
Oh, man.
We have the metal detector.
Take a while. Metal detector.
We have a pinpointer, which is a small little wand-like object that once the metal detector detects something, you dig a little bit. You know how far to dig because it says how deep it is. You use a pinpointer to actually pinpoint where the actual metal object is. We have a whole slew of shovels, trowels.
Trowels, picks.
A lot of picks.
Magnets.
That's right. We have a magnet that can lift 40 pounds.
More than that.
No, 100 pounds.
100 pounds.
Yeah. What else? You have...
You know,
How many
we
guns?
Do a lot of stuff. Yeah, I mean, we're out in the wild, you know, backcountry sometimes, and so
people don't take kindly
important.
To trespassers, even though we actually don't trespass. But if people think you're trespassing, you end up being a student hiking around the borderlands of Iran. You don't want to be taken to jail, and we're not going to be taken alive.
No.
So we have plenty of guns.
And that's not just for people who are angry at you. It's wild animals, too.
Wild animals. Yeah. We also have hatchets, throwing hatchets.
Throwing knives, throwing hatchets.
Tons of throwing knives. We each have 6 or 8 throwing knives each, right? Something like that?
A minimum. Yeah, at all times.
All times.
Flashlights.
Flashlights, headlamps.
Glow sticks.
Tons of glow sticks. We have respirators in case we have to go into a cave.
With that, too, helmets.
Plenty of rope.
Safety glasses, rope, yeah.
Gloves. Gloves are actually really important. Rubber boots.
They are. Yeah, hiking boots.
We could do a podcast on each of the things we just listed. What else do we have?
We will. The knives. Oh.
I'm really excited about those knives.
They're...
Do you have them on you?
Essential. I was going
to
bring them.
I have them in my trunk in my car. So in case when we go to this one guy's place, I don't know what kind of house it is, but we're going to be throwing knives at his wall.
Definitely.
His wife won't mind.
She won't.
Well, it's us. I mean, it's us. She'll be like, oh, it's Dylan.
She'll
be
impressed. He'll try to fix it. She'll say no.
No, don't do that. Have him sign it.
Yeah. That's what she'll say.
Yeah.
Other gear? Man, I don't even know.
Well, you have a 9mm, you have a 22, you have a rifle.
Shotgun.
I have a 12 gauge. You have a 12 gauge, don't you?
20 gauge.
20 gauge.
Reach loader.
Fishing poles.
Oh my gosh.
A ton of fishing gear.
Fishing gear. Because, you know, you got to kick back.
Basically,
after a long day of detecting.
When you're treasure hunting, and the vast majority of what we're looking for is gold, wherever there's gold, there's going to be some type of waterway, a river. Waterfall, and wherever there's water, there's usually fish if it's deep enough. California's in a huge drought. It doesn't matter though, because where we go is it's a lot of rivers for bass fishing and striper. A lot of striper. Remember that time you caught that striper with your hands?
Yeah,
it's an amazing story. Tell it.
Well, it's the craziest thing. We were actually in a boat, and I was standing up in the boat fishing, and it was huge. And how big do you think it was?
I mean, 20 feet? 15 feet? I don't know.
The boat?
Wrapped around the boat.
Fish.
No, the fish.
Yeah, both. You know, it was just swimming right underneath the boat. I kept trying to dangle my bait in front of it. Wasn't biting. It was a wizened old fish.
Yeah, yeah. Probably teaching all the other fish.
So I just reached in and...
You grabbed it and it reached and it coiled around your arm.
Man, that...
I couldn't believe that.
I've never had that happen before.
It gave you the weirdest scowl, and yeah. I punched it in the face, and it looked at me like, why are you punching me in the face?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to, gosh, I don't know, take out all... I think I used all 6 of my throwing knives.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to subdue it.
Right. Yeah. No, it was fine. Yeah. And then I you know what was cool is I threw another knife at you because it was a pretty big boat.
Mm-hmm.
You caught it like Kurt Russell from Big Trouble in Little China. And
that's the movie I was thinking of.
Yes! Is that the movie you're talking about?
That's the movie I was thinking.
And then you slit its throat.
Yeah.
And we drank its blood. And we cooked it. It was pretty good. A lot of bones, though.
Yeah.
I think we just killed it just so the other fish will know, probably not learn about how to avoid getting caught. Because that was a really old fish.
It was.
Probably destroyed that whole tribe of fish. I don't know what they're called. Schools? I'm not a geologist. Actually, I am. I'm not a biologist. So, moving forward, we have a lot of fishing gear, camping gear, a lot of tents.
Yeah. We're ready for anything. Oh, we have an ATV.
That's right, we do have an ATV.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about any of the pumps we were using, or any of the rigs we got.
No, we haven't. Yeah, so for...
I have a small pump that can filter out black sand. Black sand is magnetic, and you put it through a certain filter, and you actually will find microscopic gold.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we explain what you got? Because what you got is far more
we invested
intense.
For starters, we invested in a rock crusher, too.
That thing is awesome.
So that'll just basically pulverize the rock down to a powder.
Because we got tired of punching it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that, you know, it just gets old after a while.
Or just crushing in our hands.
In your hands? I usually put it in between my forearm and my bicep.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my style. But
you got a good style.
You know, it worked. And then we put all of that powder in a separator, a blue bowl separator, and it basically just does all the panning for us.
We found actually a lot of gold. I'm surprised.
It's a rich, rich area.
There's no bigger rush than knowing that what we've done has extracted such a profound material as gold. People go to war for these things. People have killed hundreds of thousands, millions of people for this metal we call gold. Is it a metal?
It is.
Yeah.
It's a precious metal.
People have gone and killed Native American tribes by the thousands for this, and we can find it pretty much anywhere. I'm still surprised we don't have a name. Like, Treasure Hunter sounds good.
Yeah.
We're Triple D. We're Dylan and Dutch metal detecting. Triple D mining is a subsidiary of us.
Yeah.
It's our friend Matt. His name is. He goes by the nickname Daryl.
Yeah.
So Dylan, Dutch, and Daryl. Triple D, obviously. Triple D mining company. It doesn't really have a ring to it.
No.
Treasure Hunters is probably taken. I kind of like Dylan and Dutch metal detecting.
I like it too.
Because they'll be able to find us. I mean, how many times does someone Google that phrase a day? I had to turn my Google alerts off. It's like 10,000 every hour.
Quite a bit.
Ever since we saved that bus full of students, it was on fire. Remember that time we were gold panning?
Yeah.
In the bayou, and the bus driver was high on meth.
Yeah.
And he actually just jumped out of the bus because he thought that the bus was full of flaming mountains.
And remember the alligators, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Ridiculous. But then they started attacking each other, and that confused me.
Yeah.
It was like that scene in Hannibal. Remember Hannibal, the movie where Anthony Hopkins, he plays Hannibal Lecter, and he's in that whole room full of very hungry pigs that were going to eat him, but they, avoid him? That's how I thought when the alligators were trying to... when they were swimming our way, then they swam around us.
Yeah.
They just felt like there's danger there.
Yeah, they knew better.
We didn't have any knives on us. It was just our bare hands and our wits.
Yeah, but I mean, that's saved us before.
Right. So many stories. Mountain lions, bear. There's a black bear story that's going to be great.
Mountain lion story.
There's a lot of mountain lions. At least six.
Yeah.
I think the goal with mountain lions is eventually, I think we want to not capture one, but tame one enough to train it, just to be our companion. What do you think about that? I mean,
I think
Greenpeace won't have a problem with that, will they?
No. PETA, whatever.
And then if we get hungry, we just kill it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a walking lunchbox.
It's a natural order.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like a large cat. I mean, if I had the chance, I'd kill a bunch of small cats if I was starving. But a mountain lion's just a big cat.
I have killed a bunch of small cats.
So have I. That's when we were younger, though, before we knew each other.
Yeah. But it's funny how we both did that exact same thing.
I drowned them. Actually, I didn't. I waterboarded them.
Well, see, I put them in between my forearm and my bicep.
And you know it. That's a callback. I would drown them, though. So, but they didn't put up too much of a fight. You'd have to wear long rubber gloves, because even a kitten's paw, the nails, they could cause serious damage to your forearms.
They have the sharpest nails.
They really do. And there's a lot of bacteria in there. It could be a really bad infection when you're drowning a cat. No euphemism there. So, here's what this podcast is about. It's about me and Brian Dutch talking about just what we do, how we do, and how we adventure throughout most of California. We've been asked by certain companies to go out of state, out of country. We have families to think about. We have our own careers, which we're really not... I don't think we're going to detail what our careers are. Because we don't need people finding us. Because the fanfare alone, it's really expensive to hire bodyguards everywhere I go. Basically, the podcast is going to be about our equipment, about our adventures, about that one time we were actually cornered by a bear in his own cave.
Yeah.
It's going to be about geology. Which rocks to look for to maximize on finding gold. Which plants not to eat. What rattlesnakes not to attack.
How to respect an ancient Indian burial ground.
Yeah, one thing is, don't urinate anywhere near it.
No.
What else? How to avoid tornadoes. That's a big one. Because we actually did do that one, I remember that one trek we did in Wyoming during tornado season. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, man. That was a great trip.
That was really great. It's fun.
Yeah.
Elk are really dangerous. You don't realize that elk kill more people than sharks.
Right.
We've had no water adventures.
Yet.
I mean, yet, you know. How old are you?
33.
I'm 36. We have plenty of time to go to the ocean. One thing we don't have that we need to get is a dredge. A dredge is pretty much something that vacuums up the ground in a waterway, a river, lake, and it filters gold right then and there. It's like a huge vacuum. By law, you can't use one in California, so we don't need a dredge yet. Wink.
Wink.
So what do we leave our viewers, and I know they're not viewers, but what do we leave our listeners with? What are we going to be talking about next episode? I have an idea.
Yeah.
I really think, before we really talk about our adventures, if you guys are really invested in listening to our compelling life, we should really talk about our equipment, like one piece at a time. Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
And we really need to explain why we bought certain things, and how we use them, and why we use them, and
why we didn't buy other things.
Absolutely. So I think next episode we should talk about the pinpointer.
That's a great one.
And and everything going into why that's one of the most important pieces. Maybe even more important than a metal detector in certain ways. I mean, it still detects metal. But this has been actually a pretty good initial podcast for Dylan
really
and Dutch metal detecting.
Yeah.
I just got to finish this beer.
Likewise.
And I hope the music in the background didn't bother you guys too much. We get so many complaint letters. And I would advise you guys, if you guys are interested and you want to ask some questions about us, dylanandutch@gmail.com. That's dylanandutch@gmail.com.
You can also email info@dddmining.com, and that will get to us too.
Eventually, we'll have to pepper in some viewer email just to give through people a bone. Know that we're actually reading all your email. We can't respond to all of it because it's like 10,000 emails a night. We can't do that. We're busy. We have 7 children between us. It's amazing.
Yeah,
we're very virile and fertile, and so are our wives.
That said, you can stop sending us pictures.
Oh my lord, no more pictures. Our wives are getting a little upset. Not too upset, but so I guess that's it for initial podcast number one. Dylan and Dutch metal detecting. Should we end it on a high note?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this story I had where I actually met Hulk Hogan. His real name is Terry Bollea. And I was having a crepe, and he asked me...